Wonderful Sunday morning to each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Her Talk Radio's Sunday morning meditation. I am your host, Maria Wall. I hope you all had a wonderful, wonderful week last week. And thank you so much for joining me here today for our 15 to 30 minutes of inspirational vitamin to prepare us for this week and beyond. By now, many of you know our routine. I hope that you're lying down or sitting back in your favorite easy chair. But today, you know what? Let's do something different. We're going to start in our standing position for those of you who are able to stand. We're just going to do some morning stretches and get those lungs moving and get those, all of those little nicks and tension out of our bodies right now. So we're going to do some neck rolls and we're going to do some bends. And then we're going to get into our breathing exercises before we jump right into this week's program. So again, if you're in a standing position, hands above your head, let's just raise our hands above our head and then bend forward as far as you can go. Try to touch your toes if you can or your ankles. Just hold that back. Let's stretch out those back muscles. Let's come back to a standing position. Hands above our head. We're going to bend to the right. Now, back to our straight position and bend to the left. As far as you can go, back to straight position, hands above your head, bend forward. Let's try to touch those ankles or toes. Now let's sit down in our favorite chair on the side of our bed or wherever you are. Put your hands, palms up in your on your knees, eyes closed. We're going to do some neck rolls as best you can. If you have any type of injury, take your time. Do this as best you can. We're going to start. Chin on your chest. Roll to the right, to the back, to the left. Chin on your chest. Keep going. To the right, to the back, to the left. Yeah. Let's do it counterclockwise. Chin still on your chest, to the left, back, right, chin on your chest, left, back, right, chin on your chest. Okay, let's just lie back, sit back, get comfortable, eyes closed. Let's keep those hands or arms in a relaxed position. It's time for our breathing exercises before we get started in this week's inspiration. Let's inhale. Now exhale one more time. Inhale. Now exhale. One more time. Inhale. Now exhale. Keep breathing. Keep your eyes closed. Just lie back and relax. Listen to my voice as we take this journey today for this, our Sunday morning meditation. This week's topic is the dream killers. Beware of the killers of your dreams. Beware the killers of your dreams. They're going nowhere fast and want lots and lots of company. This week's inspirational vitamin comes from Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Now this is so saith the Lord. Now let's talk about this week's topics, the dream killers. They come in many forms. You know, I always learned from very young age when I first decided that I wanted to be an entrepreneur and start my own business and be my own boss, that people always said, and this is not 100% true, so do not take this and run with it and say that I said all family members and friends are bad. But when you're starting a business, they say the worst people that you can do business with is family and friends. Because a lot of times, many of them want something at pretty much no cost. I won't even add low cost, at no cost, because of their association. That's only one type of dream killer. Then you just have those people who are negative, period. They've never accomplished much, and they don't want you to accomplish much either. Then there's another set, the infamous set who has accomplished many things, but they see the potential in you to exceed what they have done, and they can't have that. So they're going to tear down your dreams regardless. They're going to tear them down. And of course, we always have those people who've been out to harm us for whatever reason. Maybe they have some type of an illness or condition, or maybe they're just mean-spirited people on the face of the planet, and they know, or they see you as us or you as a weaker person. So they're going to attack us and tear down everything. So today's show is about taking all of that negativity, all of those negative, uninspiring thoughts and emotions, and turning them into your positive force. They say that we're our own worst critics. Sometimes we can become our own worst enemy. We can believe and we can welcome all of that negative energy. You're never going to be able to run your own business. You're stupid. Okay, people, you don't need to go to college to run a business. You don't need to be some Einstein. No disrespect to Einstein. Some people have started great corporations because they had the drive and the will, and they knew how to align themselves with the people that possessed everything that they did not. And those people loved doing what they were invited into this project to do. They're not there to steal everything that you've created. They're there to promote the project and the bigger picture. These are the types of people that you always want to align yourself with. You want to be in the company of positive people. But in the event that you are not, God gave us something called free will and good common sense. You know in your soul, it's burning inside that you want to do this. You want to accomplish this. You want to reach this destiny. Yet you allow others to tell you just how insignificant and unworthy and unqualified you are. Prove them wrong. Prove it to yourself. This is your dream. How dare you allow, that's right, I said you allow, anyone from the outside to dictate your happiness, your future, your success. They're not doing it. You're allowing it. We allow it. We determine our future. They do not. They only have the power to do that if we give it to them. So do not allow them to take your joy away, your success away. That belongs to you. You were born on this earth to succeed in whatever it is you choose to do within the confines of the law, of course. If you chose to be a bum, then that's your choice. But if you chose to be a success and someone who's here to help others succeed, because you know that there's room at the top for everyone. And we already spoke about those who are already near or at the top, and they don't want to share it with anyone. So they're going to kick you, stomp you. They're going to sabotage you. They're going to lie to you, on you, about you. They're going to do whatever it takes to keep you at rock bottom or a few feet above the subterranean level. So therefore, take all of that. And remember, turn it into your positive force. You have people who will use you. They'll use your expertise. They'll use your equipment, whatever you have to offer. And you give freely. But giving that freely is not going to help you succeed. So you give to a point. Then, in order for you to become that successful business person, it is business. They call it business for a reason. If we keep giving, these people are going to keep taking without giving anything in return. And what do we end up with? We're still at rock bottom because that's another dream killer. Oh, they see that you have the means and the know-how, and they know that you have something that they will need. They're going to try to get it from you for little or no compensation. No matter what it is, it could be as simple as volunteering their time to help you succeed. Everybody wants a piece of your pie, but they didn't provide any of the ingredients to make it, but they are willing to sit down at your table and help you eat your pie, your piece of success. Dream killers are out there. They're looking for the freebies. Something that they can get for nothing. And that leads us into next week's show, which is the circle of forgiveness. It's all about completing that circle. And we'll talk about that next week. But for this week, beware the dream killers. If you sit and you look and you really pick apart these people who are telling you what you cannot do, sometimes you have to really consider the source. These are people who are lonely, they're bitter, they're not very successful, they have nothing to really show. They've come to this earth, they've been what we consider the infamous drones, they've existed. They've accomplished a lot of nothing, or very little, and they don't want anyone else to do anything. Then you have those who've accomplished very little, but they do enough where people think that they're the best thing since sliced bread and air. And they've really accomplished a lot of nothing but a lot of big talk and little deeds. And they don't want anyone to take they're fired. They don't want anyone to take their popularity. So by doing so, they will step on you. They will just try to crush you in any way that they can, because they don't want you to succeed. They don't want to see you move forward. They do not want you to take their place. Do you ever have a friend or family member who has to be they just have to be the center of attention? They have to be the one who everyone praises, the one who everyone wants to adore. They need that. They haven't really done anything to earn it, but they know how to say the right things and to entice people to buy into whatever they're peddling. But you have something, and it's burning in your soul. You know, I'm starting a series this year, my coaching series. It has to do with identifying your dreams, letting go of the past, learning how to become your best, your very best fan. It comes with learning how to inspire yourself. And every time you think that you cannot do it, this is what I want you to do. Just remember, all of those people who want to tear you down, think about it. And remember, I want you to just look at what they've said to you. Think about it. You can't do that. And your soul, you know that you can. There's only two choices: believe in yourself or believe in them. Which choice will you make? There's only two. Will you let them control your life? Or will you believe in yourself? Eventually, if you keep moving forward, you're going to attract the attention of those who believe in you too. And they're willing to invite you into their world. They're willing to mentor you, to give you the resources that you need to make your dreams a reality. God said that He has a plan for you. Don't let man tear that plan apart, because man will do it. Many men nowadays are miserable, men and women, for those of you who want me to be more correct. Men and women, they're very negative. They don't want to share. They've accomplished a lot of nothing, and they want you to accomplish a lot of nothing. Then you can all be miserable, grow old together, complain about everyone, think about the infamous should have, could have, would have, what ifs, and sit on that little sofa where you've already made the indentation and the pillows there because you decided to let someone else dictate your future. God put the plan there. And so many people say, I'm waiting for God. People who are waiting for a mate to marry or whatever, I'm waiting for God to send him or her. He's not going to let that person knock on your front door. He wants to know that you're worthy. He wants to know that you're willing to work towards having that. That means you have to keep putting one foot in front of the other. You're not going to meet him sitting in the house with the curtains drawn and the lights turned off, complaining about the world outside when you haven't even given it a chance and stepped out into it. Whatever's holding you back, you have two choices. Either allow it to continue to hold you back, or you get that proverbial virtual trash can and you start throwing that into that trash can, because it serves no purpose in your life. If it's not bringing something positive into your life, it serves no purpose. Let it go. Let them go. Whatever it or is or they are, let it go. Let it go. I want you to understand that. Let it go. It serves you no purpose whatsoever. So let it go. Let them go. You are here to succeed. You are not here. You were not born on this earth to be a failure. And don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Believe me, I know. I was born a child of sin. I was not meant to be anything. I've had more bad luck that has plagued me or bad circumstances, but you know what? I'm here with you today because at some point I learned how to turn all of that negativity around and made it a positive for me. When I was busy being abused by my narcissistic, sociopathic ex-husband, I could have chosen to stay there and be a victim. I'm a victor and a survivor. I didn't choose to stay there with him. Had I not divorced him, believe you me, he would still be my husband, living a few yards from the house of the neighbor whose family welcomed him in, who he still sees among his other women. I would still be his wife. I would still be getting abused because he would not leave me. I chose to look in the mirror and tell the beautiful person that I saw, "Hello, beautiful me, you deserve better." And I chose to move forward. Yes, I come home to an empty house. When I first divorced for a moment, I actually heard the silence for 1.2 milliseconds. But you know what? I'm not sitting in here. I'm not eating myself into oblivion. I'm getting out into the world. I'm involved in activities. I'm doing things to keep my mind active and busy. And I'm moving towards my new goal. My ex-husband destroyed my second lifetime. We were supposed to grow old together, build our new home, have a place for the children to come and the grands. He destroyed that. So I had to leave that. Now I'm into my third lifetime. Because the second one was a whitewash. I'm not going to sit and wallow in that past because there's nothing there but hurt, disappointment, and harm. Why would I want to do that? Why do you want to do that? Go to the nearest mirror you see and tell that person, "Hello, beautiful, dynamic, wonderful, successful me." And do not let anyone, if you need anyone to give you that boost, give me a call, 202-618-2556. You need a game plan, write me a letter, Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. Want to talk to me sometime today? Follow me on Twitter, Wall_Foundation. Or catch me on Facebook, Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. I am the only one who posts there. I am the only one who talks in the private messages there. If you need me, get in contact with me. If I can be your positive driving force, so be it. So be it. Want to send me a long email? Tell me your story? Contact at thewallfoundationinc.org. I'm here to help you. And you know what? I always tell people that Healing Through Hurt and the Sunday Morning Meditation, they're sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is an IRS-recognized 501c3. We're no multi-million-dollar organization, but you know what? We do great things with what we have. Sure, I'd like for us to continue to grow so that I can reach the world in better ways. And eventually, we will. But for today, I am living proof that you can do. Take all of that negative. Do not let the dream killers kill your destiny. Do not let the dream killers hold you back. Take that dream of yours, believe in yourself enough to make it a reality. Make it a reality. God has said he has a plan. Do not let the men of Dreamkiller Nation destroy that for you. You mean so much more. You mean so much more. You are here to be a success. No one is born on this earth to be a failure. Even those of us who were born out of sin. God can embrace us and tell us everything is going to be all right. And we can walk in the light too. If you all know the child of sin story, for those of you who may be new, that's a story that was shared on our regular Saturday evening show that will be coming back later on this year. But I learned how to move forward. I learned how to let it all go. Let the negativity go. It doesn't change the fact of how I came into existence. I am who I am. But how I choose to deal with it is my choice and mine alone. I chose to be a success. I chose to be a healer and a helper. I chose to take all of that negativity and turn it around. Look in the mirror and become your own biggest fan, your biggest inspiration. Talk to yourself. It's okay. Look in the mirror and see how beautiful and handsome and wonderful you are. Don't let anyone, you know, I always used to say when I was younger, I really did hate when stupid people would tell me how stupid I was. If I responded to them, then that meant that it validated everything they said. But I was smart about it, and I learned how to just look at them and walk away. And they stood there looking just as dumbfounded as they were. Consider your sources. What do these people have? What have they accomplished that gives them the right to tell you that you're nothing and no one and you cannot possibly be a success? What gives them the right? Consider the sources. They can only have that power over us, me and you, if we give them the power. They know what they are doing. Do you see bullies going out to step up to someone who they know is twice their size, even more mean than they are? No, they go after the people who they know they can control and get over on. It doesn't matter. Friends, neighbors, family members. We all have people like that. We all know them. Turn that negativity around. Turn it around. You have all of my contact information if you need me. You know how to reach me. Pass our shows along. I want to touch as many people as I can, and I need your help to do it. If you want to get involved, you have a story to tell, contact me. I'd love to feature you. It's about real people, real stories, real hurt, and real healing. Tell me your story of success. Or just let's get together and brainstorm so we can see how to put your success in motion. So with that said, I want to thank each of you for being here. We're about to end our show with our usual meditative music. So and relate for a moment. As always, we're ending and beginning with our reflection CD series, the Tai Chi CD, composed, arranged, and produced by Thomas Walker. Until next week, I am your most gracious and humble host, Maria Wall, saying, beware the dream killers. Do not give them the power to destroy your happiness, your joy, your success, and your destiny. So just think for a while the music plays. And I'll see you next week. Thank you. This concludes our broadcast day. Thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Her Talk Radio Sunday Morning Meditation. You know, I have so learned how to turn all of the negative around me into a positive force. And that did include letting go of some people, those who I've known my entire life, even that some of them had to go. But I'm moving forward, and I feel so much better. Join me next week when our topic will be the circle of forgiveness. You know, moving forward is a process, and we need to know what the steps are. So with that said, ladies and gentlemen, I'll see you here same time next week. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. And as always, I pray each of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. I pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. I pray you enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray each of you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. This is Maria Wall, wishing you the very best. And until next week, be blessed, be safe, and remember to pray and pay it forward. That smile or that kind deed could be just what someone needs to make it through another day. Be well, be blessed, and I'll see you soon.